Hey there! Today is Tuesday, September 26th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author, blogger, and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So, last podcast didn't go so well. You know, it is what it is, I guess. But today I am going to tell you about a restaurant that I went to in New York City. So I'm going to butcher the name of this place, so please forgive me. It is spelled P-E-R-A. I am going to assume that it's Pera or Peta or something to that effect. It is a Mediterranean brasserie, and I probably butchered that as well. I only know that this food was absolutely delicious. My husband and I guess it was last weekend, we went down to my dad's. We had to go help him. So we stayed overnight in Manhattan. We stayed at the Sofitel, which is a very nice hotel, by the way. And just to give that a little plug, if you want to know anything about that, I actually have a blog that I wrote about the Sofitel Hotel. It is a French hotel. It is a very nice hotel. And I do have a blog about that. But that's not what today's podcast is about. Today's podcast is about this restaurant. Last Friday night, it's been just over a week now. We were in New York City. It was Friday night. We went to J.P. Morgan's library, and then we kept walking, and we were hungry. We went into Grand Central Station, mostly because I really needed to use a bathroom, and it was actually a quite nice one. And also, I knew that if I didn't use the bathroom, I wasn't going to be able to eat, but that's besides the point. Anyway, my husband and I walked out of Grand Central Station, and we were both hungry. I would say that this place, this restaurant, is no more than a block or two away from Grand Central Station. Like I said, the name is Pera, or I'm not sure how to pronounce this, so I'm very, very sorry, but it is spelled P-E-R-A. It is Mediterranean cuisine. It is delicious. I mean, we shared a bunch of different things. So we explained to them that we're hungry, but we can't both eat a main dish by ourselves. You know, we're getting old. But we got a whole bunch of different things to choose from. To share. I can't even explain to you what some of the stuff was on this plate. I know there was hummus. I know there was like a yogurt sauce with something or other, and there was a cabbage roll with some stuff in it. There these chips or whatever. We got a chicken like they do in Greece. Everything that they gave us was so delicious. Like, I would have ate it all except for the fact that I was actually getting full. I mean, so good. Now, if anybody, all of my friends that follow me on Facebook, the pictures are there. If the pictures, they're not public, so you can't see them. If you go and try to look at them, they're not public. But the food was absolutely delicious. And I will give you the address so you don't have to Google it. It's 303 Madison Avenue in New York City. There is a phone number for reservations. If you want, I can give you that, or you can Google that part. There's a fax machine number for some strange reason. And it looks like they have their own website, which is www.peranyc.com. And like I said, The address is 303 Madison Avenue in New York City. And I really think it's only one or two blocks away from Grand Central Station. I know that we walked away from Grand Central Station after walking around it for a minute and all that. And we were both hungry. And I just remember we looked at a menu for one place. My husband didn't see anything on it that he thought I would like, so we walked a little bit further and we saw this Mediterranean place. And I think he looked at the menu on that one. I honestly don't remember. I just know that we went in. The guy asked us if we had reservations. We said no. He said it's okay. There was nobody there yet, anybody. It was early. It was like, it was almost 5 o'clock at night. And in New York City, people eat late. You know, it's like going to Italy or France. They eat late at like 8, 9 o'clock at night. I don't know why, but they do. We were hungry. It was 5 o'clock. We wanted to eat. So we got the little different things to choose from. And like I said, it was absolutely delicious. So if you live in Manhattan, if you live in Brooklyn, if you live in the Bronx, Queens, whatever five boroughs, if you live there and you have never been to this restaurant, I would highly suggest you give this place a try. You could dress up if you want to. You don't have to. We were just wearing jeans. If you are going to be visiting New York City, whether it be for a business trip or for your honeymoon or for a vacation, whatever, I would still recommend this place. It was really good. It was so tasty. I just, you know, I felt like every mouthpiece bite was like, it was just so good. I mean, that was like what Mediterranean food should taste like no matter what country you're in. So whoever their chef is, bravo to them. Because it was so delicious. Yeah, I would recommend this place to anybody. Like I said, I don't care where you live. If you live in Brooklyn, go try it out. If you live on Long Island, go into the city and go try it out. If you live in Staten Island, figure out a way to get there. I assume you can, I don't know, can you take the train? Did you take your car? I don't know, but it's worth it. Just give it a try. I mean, you don't have to give it a try, but it is like really, really, really good. And like I said, if you're also on vacation, or maybe a business meeting, you need to go to a business dinner, I think this is a good place to go to for all of it. It just delicious. I would definitely go back to this place. I don't know when. Like, I'm not down there all the time. I know we usually stop in Manhattan when we're going to help out my dad. And that's actually the reason why we went there, because we were hungry and the following day we were going to my dad's. But that's besides the point. I just want to let you know, if you are going to be in New York City for whatever reason, check out this restaurant. Pera, assuming that's how you pronounce it. I'm pretty sure I'm butchering it. P-E-R-A, a Mediterranean restaurant. It's the card says Mediterranean brassier. So, and I don't actually remember what that means. And like I said, the address is 303 Madison Avenue in New York City. If you want to make reservations, you can make reservations. If you want to visit their website, you can. Or they take walk-ins. I mean, they took us. So, yeah, that was seriously delicious. So that is my podcast for you for today. This restaurant was delicious. Their Mediterranean food was delicious. Well worth going to, well worth going back to. It, yeah, yum, delicious. P-E-R-A. Pera? It's got to be something like that. I hope it's something like that. Okay, now that I am done pronouncing this name horribly, this wonderful Mediterranean cuisine food, yeah, it was really good. I am going to tell you about everything else as fast as I possibly can so you can go about your day. I am on Twitter. If you would like to check my, if not me out, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can, at Esther Kaber. If you would like to follow my business, you can, at Bears with Apps on Twitter. My YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. And I am very happy and excited to say that the other day I made my 200th YouTube video. That had me very, very excited. So if you go to my YouTube channel, please check that one out. And there's so many other videos and shorts that you can take a look at. I mean, I did make 200 of them. If you like what you see, I would absolutely love it if you would please subscribe to my YouTube video. I am planning on making more YouTube videos, but if you like any of them, or all of them, or just a few of them, I would love it if you would subscribe. I love new subscribers. It puts a smile on my face. I am on LinkedIn if you would like to find me there. My blog is kathleensmith.org. No, I do not have a new blog. I am trying. I just cannot get the words correct in my head for the blog that I want to write. But I've got years worth of blogs that you can read. They're travel blogs, there's personal blogs, and they're all over on kathleensmith.org. Books. I have books. Yeah, I'm an author. If you would like to check my books out, please feel free. They actually have their own page on my blog. My books are Miscarriages, My Story. Yes, I went through 3 miscarriages. No, they were not easy to go through. I don't know of any miscarriage that is easy to go through. Yes, writing my book helped me to heal emotionally. And yes, I wrote it in hopes of helping other women, even their husbands. So yeah, if you think you're alone, you're not. And I hope my book helps you. My other book, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. I wrote that because my husband asked me to. That is literally the only reason why I wrote that book. So it might be a good read. It might be a bad read. I don't know. You figure it out. But it's there for you. You could also listen to it on audio, both books, or Kindle Unlimited. Read as many pages as you want and stop whenever you want. They're there for you. And I do hope my miscarriages book helps you out a lot. What else? My apps. If you go to bearswithapps.com, you will find a whole bunch of apps. You will find educational apps for your children. There's writing apps. They're for practicing your letters and your numbers. There is 2 different spelling apps to help your children practice their spelling. There are math apps to practice multiplying and adding and subtraction and all that. And there are some games, and there's some cash register apps, which kids love. Like I said, I don't know why they do, but they do. They love the cash register apps. And it doesn't matter where you live in this world. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you could get our apps. They're easy to get. If you don't like them, you can return them. There is always a money-back guarantee. I prefer it if you keep them personally, but, you know, if it's not what you thought, you send it back. Or if you think there could be any improvements, let us know. We'll do our best to improve them, too. And there's this podcast. My podcast, Kathleen's Corner. You know, this is where I tell you about what's going on in my little corner of the world or wherever I have been. And I want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, because I know there's millions of other podcasts out there that you could listen to that are way more popular. But I do appreciate you listening to my podcast. And if you ever are in New York City, I really hope you go to this restaurant, Pera, P-E-R-A, because it really is delicious. And I think you will enjoy it. And yeah, thank you to whoever's in Turkmenistan who keeps listening to me. I appreciate you. Thank you. And until the next time, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I'll be back when I'm back. Bye. Thank you.